testing your niche ideas. Okay, so you now have a list of niche market ideas. The next step is to test the ideas to see if they are likely to be profitable for you. There are two very important elements to this, which are demand and commercial intent. Demand is very important. You do not want to go for a niche that is very small. If you are not getting a good number of targeted visitors to your website, then you are not going to make much money, if anything at all. You need targeted visitors. These are people that have an interest in your chosen niche. This is cost-effective and will increase your chances of achieving conversions. Don't be tempted to purchase broad traffic for your niche. There are a lot of vendors selling traffic from specific countries, but this will just be a waste of money. The other important aspect is commercial intent. If the niche is large, but nobody spends money in it, then you need to forget about it. It doesn't matter if you have a real passion for the niche. If there is no money to be made, then you are just wasting your time. You need to take the emotion out of your decision here. It is possible that the best niche on your list is something that you don't know much about. You need to ask yourself if you could get interested and passionate about it, especially if it was to make you a lot of money. Niche size. It is fairly easy and quick to see whether your niche is large enough or not. Just use the Google Keyword Planner tool at ads.google.com/home/tools/keyword-planner. To use the planner, you will need a free Google AdWords account. This doesn't mean that you have to spend any money on Google Ads. You can if you want to, but it is not necessary at this stage. You need to decide on a good seed keyword for your niche ideas. Let's use an example here. In your list of niche ideas, you have the paleo diet. So, the seed keyword that we will use for our example is paleo diet. Enter this into the Google Keyword Planner. One of the great things about the Google Keyword Planner is that it will provide you with related keyword suggestions and show you the estimated search volumes. At the time of writing, we found the following. Paleo diet, 100,000 to 1 million monthly searches. Paleo diet foods, 1,000 to 10,000. Paleo meal plan, 1,000 to 10,000. Paleo diet plan, 1,000 to 10,000. The paleo diet, 1,000 to 10,000. Paleo weight loss, 1,000 to 10,000. Paleo diet weight loss, 1,000 to 10,000. Paleo diet basics, 1,000 to 10,000. There were more keyword terms, and this indicates that there is good search volume in this niche. This is certainly a niche market idea worth pursuing further. You can use the Google Keyword Planner to check all of your niche ideas quickly. What is the best size of niche? Well, there's no hard and fast rule, but we would recommend that the seed keyword has a minimum of 10,000 searches a month for it to be viable. In our example, paleo diet easily exceeds this, with between 100,000 and 1 million every month. The numbers above are the estimated search volumes for the USA. You can change this to make it worldwide where the numbers are usually going to be larger. If you only intend to market to a specific country, then you can choose this in the Google Keyword Planner to get the most accurate search volume. We recommend that you go for niche markets that have global appeal. The paleo diet certainly fits the bill as it is popular all over the world. Why limit your options if you don't need to? There are other keyword tools that you can use for this research, but the Google Keyword Planner is always likely to be the most accurate. It is easy to use and free, so it is not worth using anything else in our opinion. Commercial intent. Okay, so you have run all of your niche ideas through the Google Keyword Planner and eliminated those where the size of the niche is too small. The next step is to check for commercial intent. At this point, we want to make the distinction between physical and digital products. You can become an affiliate for Amazon and promote their physical products. Physical products tend to sell more easily than digital products, but the commissions you can earn as an affiliate are usually a lot lower. As a new Amazon affiliate, you will earn just 4% commission on physical products. This can amount to a few cents or a few dollars depending on the price of the product. It is a good idea to target high-ticket items on Amazon if you want to make good money. A good example of this is flat-screen TVs, which sell for $1,000 and upwards. Digital products are guides, videos, and software. They are something that the customer can instantly download or have access to once they have made their purchase. Because it is usually more difficult to sell digital products, the commissions are higher, ranging from 30% to 100%. Normally, you can expect a 50% commission on digital products. In the Make Money Online niche, there are some examples of low-priced products offering 100% commission. Usually, digital products will be in a funnel, which we will cover in more detail later. The best niche market ideas have both physical and digital product opportunities. there are lots of products of both types available for you to make a commission on. Some niche ideas will only have physical products available and some only digital products. This is fine as long as people within the niche are buying. Using Amazon. You can use Amazon to see if there's commercial intent for your niche ideas. Just go to Amazon.com and then enter your seed keyword. So let's continue with our example of paleo diet. There are not going to be a lot of physical products for the paleo diet, as it is all about food choices. What we did find is a lot of books, and some of them with a high number of reviews. The review count is important, as people that actually buy the products leave them. It is generally accepted that a single review on Amazon means that at least 10 people purchase the product, and as many as 1,000. Only a small number of people will leave a review, so if there are hundreds or even thousands of reviews, then this is a good sign of commercial intent. So, run the remaining niche ideas through Amazon and look out for review numbers. Ideally, you want at least 100 reviews for a product to suggest good commercial intent. There will be related products as well, and you can check the review numbers for these too. Using ClickBank. As you know, ClickBank is the number one marketplace for digital products. So, go to ClickBank.com and enter your seed keyword in the affiliate marketplace section. The first thing to do is note the number of products available. For Paleo Diet, there were over 40 products available at the time of writing, which is a good sign of commercial intent. You can refine your search by changing the results to show the highest gravity. This is a measure of the number of sales of a particular product by affiliates in the last week. The top Paleo Diet product in ClickBank has a gravity of over 65, and there are others with a gravity of around 50. This is all good, as it shows sales are happening in this niche. Google Search. Another good test to see if a niche has commercial intent is to check for Google Ads when performing a Google search. So, we use Google to perform a search for Paleo Diet and found a number of ads. You can also check this using the Google Keyword Planner. When you get the results back, you will see a column called Competition. This is the competition for ads, and if you see examples of medium or high competition, this means that money is being spent on ads. Google Ads are not cheap, and you can easily pay $1 and upwards a click for the best keyword terms. Advertisers would not be spending this money if there was no commercial intent in their niche. Other commercial intent methods. There are a number of affiliate networks where you can find out which products are selling well. Two of the most popular networks are Commission Junction and Share a Sale. Both of these networks have analytics to show you the best EPC, earnings per click, values, and network earnings. It is not essential that you use these networks to validate the commercial intent of your niche ideas. They are just useful to further validate an idea. You will need to become a member of Commission Junction to use their analytics, and this will not be possible at this stage if you don't have a niche website set up yet. Another way of monetizing your niche website is by promoting CPA, cost per action, offers. Usually these offers will pay small commissions to you for your visitors providing specific details such as an email address. This is much easier than making a sale of a product. If you are interested in the concept of CPA, you can check what offers are available using a very useful website called OfferVault.com. All you need to do here is to enter your seed keyword into the search box and you will see all of the relevant CPA offers displayed. You can check Facebook and other social platforms to see if groups exist for your niche ideas. Just log into Facebook and then perform a search using your seed keyword. When we used Paleo Diet to search, we found a number of Facebook groups with lots of members. Try this out for other platforms such as Reddit, Pinterest, and Instagram. Have a look for forums around the niche ideas. If there are a number of forums and they are active, then this is a good sign that there is a lot of interest in a niche. You can dig deeper to find if there are passionate posts and particular problems where you could provide a commercial solution. Time to decide. At this stage, you should have a small number of niche ideas left on your list. By performing the tests outlined above, you have verified these as being a good size and having commercial intent. So how do you choose a niche idea to get started? Well, the first thing we would recommend is that you go through the small list and write down how you feel about each one. Are you already interested or passionate about any of them? Could you develop a strong interest in any of them? Let's say that you are now left with two or three ideas. What you could do is to test each of them in a small way. This will involve setting up a small website for each niche idea. You will need to add some content, say three articles on each, which will have a call to action to a product or service that you are an affiliate for. Sign up for Google AdWords and run ads for each niche, minimum 100 clicks per niche. At the end of this, you can analyze the results to see if you made any commissions or achieved any email list signups, etc. Okay, now that you have decided on the niche you will go for, It is time to set up your first niche website, which we will take you through in the next video.